Gather round, and I'll tell you a tale of creatures both strange and wonderful, octopuses. You've probably heard of these unusual animals before. They're those eight-limbed sea creatures that are often associated with mystery and magic. But are octopuses poisonous? It's an age-old question that has captivated biologists and oceanographers for centuries. From inkjets to numerous tentacles, these remarkable creatures have a few surprises in store, and plenty of wit, too. Read on to find out if octopuses are poisonous, and if you should really fear these mysterious sea dwellers. The difference between poisonous and venomous animals. Poisonous creatures produce toxins that can harm someone who ingests them. This means that things like mushrooms, toads, and even sea sponges can be poisonous because they contain toxins within their body structure. On the other hand, venomous creatures have developed specialized organs which allow them to inject their toxins into another organism when they bite or sting. This makes them very different from poisonous species since they rely on physical contact to deliver the toxin. Whether you intend to camp in a forest or walk along a beach, understanding the distinction between poisonous and venomous is sure to keep you safe from any unexpected wildlife surprises. Are octopuses poisonous? Although octopuses may look like sea monsters and can appear intimidating due to their alien-like features, these intriguing creatures are actually quite harmless. Well, at least most of them are, but we'll get to that in just a minute. But are octopuses poisonous? Contrary to popular belief, octopuses are not poisonous, and they cannot poison humans. However, all octopuses are venomous. In fact, researchers recently discovered that all octopuses, cuttlefish, and some species of squid are venomous, and they share a common venomous ancestor. Although octopuses are venomous, most of them are not lethal to humans. In fact, many do not have any effect on most land animals. Their venom is made to subdue other creatures of the sea where they live, like lobsters and crabs. Octopuses also use venom for self-defense, but only as a last resort. In fact, even the most venomous octopuses are passive and gentle creatures and will try to swim away if they feel threatened. How octopus venom works. Octopuses may look cute, but beneath their tentacles lies a deadly weapon, their venom. Many octopuses use venomous saliva to paralyze and incapacitate their prey, making them easy pickings for a tasty meal. This venom is contained within specialized salivary glands, similar to human saliva glands. However, some octopuses produce more venom than others, and their potency depends on the species. For example, the giant Pacific octopus, which can grow over 15 feet long, has much weaker venom than the 2 to 8 inch long blue-ringed octopus. The blue-ringed octopus produces venom that can cause paralysis and even death in humans. Most of their venom is stored in the salivary glands behind the octopus's beak and is released through biting. Octopus venom contains neurotoxins, and once injected into its prey, these toxins cause muscle relaxation and paralysis. This can shut down the lungs and lead to suffocation or death. Clearly, there's more to octopuses than meets the eye. The beautiful but deadly blue-ringed octopus genus. Rare and rarely seen, the genus of blue-ringed octopuses, Hoplocleina, are some of nature's most mysterious creatures. There are four species of blue-ringed octopus, each of which is venomous and can be deadly to humans. Southern blue-ringed octopus, Hoplocleina maculosa, found along the southern coast of Australia. Greater blue-ringed octopus, Hoplocleina lunulate, found in the ocean waters around the Philippines, Indonesia, Vanuatu, Papua New Guinea, and the Solomon Islands. Blue-lined octopus, Hoplocleina fasciata, found in the Pacific Ocean from Japan to Australia. Hoplocleina nyrstrassi, extremely rare, found in the Indian Ocean in the Bay of Bengal. Blue-ringed octopuses are the only octopus species that are known to be lethal to humans. Tiny but deadly, these creatures only grow a few inches long, from 2 to 8 inches, depending on the species. However, they can still pack an astonishing punch, one that can even threaten human life. They do so with venom containing powerful neurotoxins like tetrodotoxin and highly effective proteins that attack neural cells in minutes. Although they can be deadly, blue-ringed octopuses are usually passive and only use their venom if they are provoked. However, blue-ringed octopuses are so small that you may not even feel their bite. So, for those who stumble upon one of these creatures while out fishing or wading in the ocean, take heed, admire the beauty of its bright blue rings from afar. The venom of the blue-ringed octopus is one of the most dangerous and deadly substances on Earth. A single bite from this tiny creature can kill a human in just a matter of minutes. However, there have been survivors who have lived to tell the tale. The most important factor for survival is getting oxygen into the body as quickly as possible, since the venom affects a human's respiratory system. Which is more dangerous, poison or venom? It's an age-old question. Is it more dangerous to have poison or venom coursing through your veins? The two substances share some similarities. They both act as a defense mechanism to protect the animal that has them and cause harm to anything the animal deems as a threat. Both toxin and venom can be potentially lethal, since they both contain toxic elements that can incapacitate or even kill an organism. The main difference between the two is how they are introduced to the organism. Poisons must be ingested orally or absorbed in some way, while venoms are injected by stingers, bites, or spines. Venom is produced by animals such as snakes, jellyfish, and octopuses, while poisons are usually ingested orally or absorbed through the skin. Venom from a snake, for example, enters through a wound inflicted by its bite and quickly spreads in the bloodstream. On the other hand, poison might be found in a food item we ingest, like a poisonous mushroom, and then absorbed into our bodies. Poisons can also be absorbed through the skin, such as if you were to touch a poison dart frog. Venom often contains neurotoxins, which interfere with nerve impulses and can cause respiratory paralysis. However, poison rarely affects the nervous system directly, instead concentrating on the liver or kidneys. So, if someone asks you which is more dangerous, poison or venom, you can confidently answer, both. Up next. Types of octopuses. 10 incredible octopus facts. Do octopuses have bones? The 10 largest octopuses in the world. Do octopuses have ink like squids?